There are books about how to improve at golf, lots of books. And there are harnesses to help you keep your head down and gloves to make sure your grip doesn't slip and mantras for you to recite so your concentration never wavers at the top of your backswing. And then there is jazz. Here to explain the latest technique to help your game on the greens is Clarkson University Assistant Professor of Physical Therapy Ali Boulani. Welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, tell us about the study you and four other researchers designed in order to explore the effect of music on putting and what conclusion you were able to draw.
What we did was we were interested in seeing if music genres impacted putting performance. So we had them perform putts from 5 feet away, and we had them in five different orders. So we had them go around in a random order, and we played music on random days. Mm-hmm. So they came in on multiple days, and we measured their putting accuracy using the number of putts that they were able to sink. And we were only really able to do five from each spot because all of these golfers were very talented. They were all Division I golfers. So they learned the course very easily. Therefore, we had to limit the number of times that they could putt. And what we saw was with every music genre, it actually improved their putting, but jazz improved it the most.
Okay. Now, I understand that while everybody putted more effectively with music than without it, jazz was especially beneficial. How much improvement are we talking about?
Out of 25, they made an extra 3. So on average, they were hitting a little over 14, and then when we had them putt with jazz, they were putting in about 17 strokes.
Wow, that sounds significant. Now, do you golf? And if so, have you figured out what's most beneficial for you to listen to on the greens?
Well, if you've ever seen my YouTube video, you'll know I'm absolutely horrible. And so I have to find whatever aids that I can. And I've tried different genres. Even then, I still get my butt kicked.
Golf Digest some time ago named Kenny G as the best musician/golfer. Maybe smooth jazz is the way to go.
Maybe. That's something that maybe I should go ahead and investigate, is looking at the different genres of jazz. But hey, that's what my job is, right? To try to figure answers out. Beauty of science.
I can't help but wonder whether at any point in your study, any of the golfers just put their hands over their ears and shouted, "Please make it stop."
You know, they might have done that a time or two, but I don't want any celebrities coming after me.
Do you anticipate that as a result of this study, golfers across the land will be putting on headphones or inserting earbuds when they reach the green?
Well, I hope not. I mean, you want to be able to hear four, right?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, so maybe just when they're practicing and it can help them better read and, you know, think more clearly. But when they're playing, you might want to be a little careful. That golf ball comes at you pretty hard.
Absolutely. I'm wondering also whether, you know, everybody should have a playlist for all the different things you have to do on the course. You know, one selection for driving, another for the 5-iron to get you onto the green, and then, of course, into your jazz for putting.
You know, that's an excellent point. I'd never really thought about that. But I would think, you know, when you look at things such as running and such, high tempo music really impacts running and it increases running speed. So maybe with the drive, you could listen to high tempo music and you'd be able to drive farther. But that's a good point.
It really is feeling as if you better have further plans to study this whole thing. This is a career, right?
That's what I'm hoping. I mean, I'm hoping I can make a career out of studying golf and music and sports. I actually have some other studies in mind that I want to do with this, but I've got another couple right now that I'm working on looking at basketball jump shooting and music, as well as baseball and music.
Baseball and music. Tell me more.
Well, this was with college baseball players. We found that country music helped them hit home runs. We basically just had them hit balls that came out of a pitching machine, and it was basically like the home run derby. Probably didn't hurt that the study was done in Oklahoma with a lot of local Oklahoma guys. So, you know, that might have helped.
Ali Boulani is an assistant professor at Clarkson University, and his study, The Influence of Musical Genres on Putting Accuracy in Golf, was published in the Journal of Athletic Enhancement, and you can find a link to that study at onlyagame.org. Professor Boulani, thank you very much. This has been great fun.
Thank you. It's been a blast.
To check out Ali Boulani's putting form, please putter on over to facebook.com/onlyagamenpr.